This story, a lot of people in the Austin area have heard it before, but I know there's a lot of people here that haven't. And there was something that happened this morning to add on to the story that just really hit me. My niece is, her name's Leslie. Oh, by the way, I'm Jimmy Kennedy. I live in Georgetown. I'm Silver. My niece named... My niece Leslie, when she was, she's nine now, when she was 4 years old, she started having fits of rage to the point where she would try to hurt herself, try to hurt other people, bang her head against the wall, and it would, anything would set it off. She could look down, see that her shoe was untied, and she would look back up, her eyes would be dilated, and she would just, and it, that was it, it was on. And this would happen 4 or 5 times a day. They would last anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half. And these are fits of rage where she had to be physically restrained. Without getting into a lot of details, she ended up being put into Shoal Creek Hospital, which is a mental hospital here in Austin, at 4 years old. She doesn't know why she's there. She's able to see mom and dad for 2 hours a day. Okay? She starts kindergarten. Well, the fits of rage are still there. They diagnosed her at Shoal Creek as having ADHD, bipolar, rage disorder. They said she was really too young to pin a specific diagnosis on. And so they put her on, as Rick calls it, brain candy. And it was a form of Ritalin. And what happened is she still had the fits continuously. But between the fits, she was a zombie. She just stared into space. So we said, well, if we're going to have to deal with the fits anyway, we'd rather have Leslie be Leslie instead of a zombie. So they took her off the candy. Started kindergarten. She had to be physically restrained, as I said, every single day. And every day, she would be picked up from either the principal's office or the nurse's office. They would have her wrapped in a sheet. My wife had no more time to take off. Neither of her parents had any more time to take off. Neither of her grandparents had any more time to take off with her. So they pulled her out of school. My wife homeschooled her all through kindergarten. Okay? Then Nikin came around. She started sleeping on a sleep system. And she started getting into this deep, deep sleep and started doing things to her. And this was in September. And then 2 months later, instead of 4 or 5 of these fits a day, she was down to 1 or 2, and they were lasting about 15 minutes. And as of January 2001, there have been no fits. Okay? She's gone through Pop Warner cheerleading. In fact, this weekend, she's in San Antonio competing. Last year, they made nationals. She got her report card this morning. On top of being straight A's, there were comments from the teachers. Leslie is a pleasure to teach. Leslie is, she's one, a wonderful student, and we're happy that she's in our class. Guys, you have no clue what you have your hands on. No clue. It saved her life. Totally changed her life and saved a marriage.